Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Little. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rudy Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Gossage. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dan Monson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is hit by the pitch. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tovar moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Darwin moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Monson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan bunts towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Monson moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monson scores. Tovar moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Darwin moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gossage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gossage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Monson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0-for-0 in the game. Blyevan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borgman scores. Monson moves to third. It's 4-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradford. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Little, who is chasing the ball. Nettles reaches third base with a triple. Braun goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles scores. It's 8-0, Twins. Dan Neumeier now pitching. Dan Monzen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Monzen takes first base on ball 4. Borgman moves to second. Bert Blyeven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyeven is 0 for 1 in the game. Blyeven hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Richard. Blyeven reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. Monzen goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blyeven moves to third. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blyeven scores. It's 11-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. It's 11-1, Twins. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox won. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to second. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Dan Neumeier. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Twins. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Frayling now pitching. Dan Monzen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Monzen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Bert Blyeven. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Richard is chasing the ball. Soderholm rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 12-2, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Tovar hits a line drive towards short. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Golds now pitching. Steve Bry now playing left field. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Monzen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frayling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Darwin moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it and throws to second for the out. Darwin moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Ken Frayling. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Denny O'Toole now pitching. Dan Monzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Monzon takes first base on ball 4. Dave Golds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Golds for the out. Monzon moves to second. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradford. Bry reaches second base with a double. Monzon scores. It's 13-2, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brinkman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bry scores. It's 14-2, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 14, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 3 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Monson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 3 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.